Support for this KQED podcast comes from Walmart Labs, based in Silicon Valley. Powered by its own open source technology, Walmart Labs engineers code in an agile DevOps environment. Learn more about engineering and big data positions at walmartlabs.com.
The urban experience of the California drought is conceptual. Water flows out of our taps at the same rate it always has, sending no emergency signal that California's water is running out. Because we own 10 acres of forest in the Sierra foothills, I see another side of things, the very tangible evidence of drought on our land. Our firs and pines are dying from beetle infestation, which healthy trees can withstand. We have hand-watered young forest seedlings for years now, trying to keep them alive so that they can fill in gaps from previous logging. This is inconvenient and physically demanding. Some would say it's flat-out silly. We've got no water on our acreage, and until now, we've hauled in every drop of water we've used. Each container weighs about 50 pounds. Carrying a few of those around will quickly convince you to reduce your water use. Last week, we took a big step forward and drilled a well, certainly for our own convenience, but also for fire protection. El Dorado County requires a well on site before you can even build a bunkhouse. Wells now are tiny holes 6 inches wide in the ground, with machinery buried inside and plumbing sitting on top of a concrete pad. And the wells are very, very deep. The driller knew our area and estimated we'd get a good flow at about 250 feet. We had to drill over twice that depth, to 560 feet, to get an adequate flow. Water in the foothills runs through fractures in bedrock. It's not an underground lake. When the rains come back, our well might pick up more flow from fractures we passed that are now dry. But for now, here in the Bay Area, I'm turning off the tap even faster than I did before last week. With The Perspective, I am Kim Trutain.
The opinions expressed in The Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.